Canceling plans because your knees hurt? Nope, not anymore. Get to Joint Relief Institute. Safe, fast, immediate pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
I've learned so much from Ron Brown. Yes, you know him as the voice in the newsroom, the big booming voice. I didn't know until Steve Bertrand's going away party that he views about 300 films a year. And Ron, I'm excited you're reviewing these films because one of them I just saw the ad for yesterday and I thought, what? I'd go see this movie. And
Which one is that?
Power Ballad?
Oh, you should go see this movie.
Good.
It's absolutely fantastic. Well, all of these movies this week. I've got three on the list. We might only get to two because of time, but Power Ballad is the first one. And it's the latest from Irish writer-director John Carney, and like his earlier films, Once in Sing Street. I don't know if you saw those, but it's about music and the musicians who actually pour their heart and soul into it. In this case, it's Paul Rudd. I know you know him. He's Rick, a wedding band singer who was once a promising rock and roll career that got derailed when he met the love of his life on a tour of Ireland some 15 years ago. And Nick Jonas, one of the Jonas Brothers, is Danny. And in a great bit of casting, Danny's a former boy band singer who desperately needs to update his fading career and his image from pretty boy pop star to adult artist. These two meet at a wedding where Rick's band is playing, and Danny, who knows the bride and groom, is asked to get up and sing, and it goes very well, so well that Rick and Danny bond, and afterwards Rick plays Danny a bit of an unfinished song that he'd written years before. A few months later, when Danny's stuck for some new material, he recalls that song because he liked it, and he starts playing it, and it gets a very positive response, so he records it, and wouldn't you know, it becomes a major hit. It turns Danny's career around, but not Rick's. Nobody knows Rick actually wrote the catchy chorus. Danny kind of failed to mention that, but maybe he didn't remember because there was a lot of alcohol involved, so it's kind of ambiguous about that. In any case, that's the conflict, and it's a very good one, and it's very knowing about the music industry. Rick needs to get in touch with Danny and get his songwriting credit, which would not only mean a lot of money to him, but also validate his talent as a songwriter, and also validate his word to his family and his friends who he's told, I wrote that song, I wrote that song, and not everybody's believing it. So the really key to this is the song that they're talking about that he wrote. It's really a good song. It's called How to Write a Song Without You, and it's very, very catchy. So this movie is laugh-out-loud funny. It's also heartwarming and sweet. One of my favorite movies of the year. I'm giving Power Ballad 4 out of 5 brownie points.
Awesome. I think that's my date night movie tomorrow night with the dancing farmer. Did Nick Jonas sing that song? And do you think they're going to push it out as a single in time for summer?
They may. It's that good. It certainly could. Yeah, Nick Jonas does sing it. And that's the surprising thing. Paul Rudd actually does his own singing in the movie. And he's a pretty good singer. Huh. And Nick Jonas is a pretty good actor. So there were two surprises there to walk away from Power Ballad with. But yeah, definitely go see that. Date night movie tomorrow. You will not regret it.
Oh, good. What's the other film that you liked?
Backrooms. It's a surprise horror hit. Have you heard about this one?
No.
It's director Kane Parsons. If you don't know his name, don't worry, because it's because you're probably not aware of his YouTube channel. But I know the Zoomers know who this is, Kane Parsons. He's a young guy who went straight from creating YouTube content to directing major motion pictures. And it's a number one hit at the box office right now, Backrooms is. And that's just incredible. The guy's 20 years old.
Wow. 20 years old? He was a YouTuber and now he produced a film that's number one?
It's his first movie, his first time he's directing. And it's not only just a good movie, it's the number one movie at the box office. And, you know, the success is justified. A furniture store owner discovers a room in the basement of his store. It turns into a labyrinth of empty spaces or large rooms with really sparse furniture stacked up at weird angles. It's just creepy. It's like being dropped into a Salvador Dali painting. Very surreal. Very disorienting and really unexplainable. And for that reason, it's terrifying. Plus, there could be something else alive down there, too. And I'm not talking about rats. I'm talking about something that you can't explain, too. The actors Chiwetel Ejiofor and Renee Rentsev are very good at expressing the horror and the confusion that we're all feeling as an audience. And what I liked about the movie is that it didn't explain itself. It really makes no attempt to create a story about how this alternate universe came to be, what it was, why it was there, what it all means. It's just a mystery. And so it's just very creepy. So, you have to have your own interpretation, or you don't have to have any interpretation of it at all. It's still very haunting and very disturbing. Maybe not a date night movie for you, Lisa.
How many brownie points?
I'm giving Backrooms 4 out of 5 brownie points. Kane Parsons has said that there may be more of a story to tell. So, you know, with its success, we will probably see a second Backrooms.
We do have a few more minutes, so hit that third film.
Oh, great. I love this movie, too. Carolina Caroline is a brand new telling of an old story. You know, the handsome con man meets a pretty girl in a small town. They fall in love, and their lives change forever. She's Caroline, played by Samara Weaving. He's Oliver, played by Kyle Gallner. They're two under-the-radar actors who turn in wonderful performances. But they meet in a Texas small town. He finds her smart and beautiful. She finds him dangerous and intriguing. So it's a perfect match. And here, Lisa, this might be a good date night movie for you, because the first hour is a series of quiet, emotionally revealing conversations between the two, some as low as a whisper. But it has the best soundtrack I've heard in a long time. It's constant classic country music underneath every scene.
And my God, if there's a Merle Haggard song in there, I'm in.
They might have missed that. But Kitty Wells is in there, Honky Tonk Angels. Loretta Lynn is there. And when have you ever seen a movie with the song Tennessee Birdwalk playing a prominent role?
Wow.
It's a really great selection of music. And they also have Emmylou Harris in there. I think Rodney Crowell's in there. They just keep on coming, but it doesn't interfere. It plays into the mood. And, of course, it makes conning people look more fun than illegal, but then the stakes get higher. It's such a good movie. And here's another thing before we go. It's directed by a guy, Adam Carter Renheimer. I'm sorry, probably mispronounced his name. Remeyer. He's a graduate of Columbia College here in Chicago, so I wanted to give him a shout out. It's playing at the Music Box Theater right now. Go see this. You won't be disappointed. I'm giving it 4.5 out of 5 brownie points. Caroline. Really good movie.
So is it set in the era when that music was first broadcast, or what era is it set in?
It doesn't say explicitly, but based on the cars, it's not 50s, 60s. Okay. It's more like maybe early 80s.
Okay. But very cool.
Yeah, it's so good. It just came for me right out of left field, and I really loved it. I mean, it's right up there with, say, I don't know if you're familiar with Badlands, the classic movie with Sissy Spacek and Martin Sheen. It's in that same category. It's that good.
That's cool. Ron Brown is that good, and you will find his reviews at WGNradio.com. Just look for my show page. But thanks for joining us, Ron.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. That's a wrap, Lisa.